if I can be like a role model for, let's say, other Danish or Swedish guys, younger guys who has a dream of moving to LA or New York or whatever they want to move to, and build a company from scratch and all that kind of stuff, then I'd love to be that. I feel there is a certain responsibility to be a good guy and have certain standards for who you are and how you live and how you treat other people as well. I always focus and keep going. I always focus on going to the gym, stay healthy. I don't skip, like, you know, my workout, my diets, whatever, because all of that, you know, it helps you to just survive and keep going. I would say to anyone, you know, don't be afraid to start. Just start small. Start, like, you know, in your garage. Start in your room, start in your parents' basement, whatever it takes. If you have balance in your life about who you are, what you stand for, you know, what your standards are, I think you're really far. For me, you know, I'm just, at the end of the day, a normal guy with a lot of discipline and a lot of hard work put into it. So as I say, you know, I can do it. Anyone can really do it. It's just going out there and believing in yourself.
Hey guys, and welcome to this special episode of the I Love Success podcast. Today, we're here for one reason and one reason only, and that is to help you crush your goals in 2020. To help me out, I brought in one of our most popular guests ever on the show. His name is Jannik Olander. He's an amazing entrepreneur and a fellow Scandinavian. So without further ado, let's get this show started. Hey Jannik.
Hi Peter.
I'm so happy to have you back, man. There's people that you like, and there's people that you really like, and there's people that you love.
Yeah.
And I don't know you that well, but I love you, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Because you send out this positive energy in the world, and only you know what you have gone through to get there, you know? Yeah. And I think the reason why so many people related to you in episode 44, I actually wanted to name that show the Cow Shit Philosophy, because I remember you were working, it was your grandparents or like in the stables in Denmark.
Yeah,
and that was, but we named it the Hustler's Philosophy because you actually created something from nothing.
A
combination of wanting to do something cool, combination of pain, of dreams. And I said, I'm going to do a 2-episode special. So the last week's episode was with Bedros Koulian, a guy that I know you like as well.
Yeah, I love him, yeah.
So I thought, who would be better to combine and share knowledge? And that's you.
Oh, that's good to hear. Thank you for having me back here.
Yeah,
it's awesome. It's a pleasure. And, you know, I love to share my story. And if I can help motivate other people, you know, break through and go for their dreams, I love to do that.
That's awesome. So can we just have a little bit like a recap? What has happened during the last 2 years in your business and in your personal life?
So a lot has happened in my life, so to speak. You just told me, I couldn't remember exactly when I was here the last time, but it's 2 years already. Since then, you know, Nielai is going really well, my jewelry company. We have really stabilized the company, kind of stabilized the growth, and finally got everything under control, so to speak. You know, when you're growing a lot, you grow left and right. And now we really have like an overall plan. The company is going really well. We are breaking records online. So what we can see is obviously we have our flagship store in Melrose, but more and more sales are just going online. And our biggest customers are the biggest online stores like in the world, Zalando, Farfetch, and so on. I'm very motivated, actually. I'm very happy. We just celebrated a month ago, we celebrated our 10-year anniversary with Nielai. I can't believe it, but it's been 10 years since I started. And that's a proud moment for me. We won this year the prize for best jewelry designer, jewelry store in LA. As well, 2019. So that's also an accomplishment. And all of that is going really well, actually. So my business is going great. I'm motivated. I'm happy. I love what I do still. Normally, I'm a starter. I start a company and I sell it in 2 to 3 years. But this company, I think I'm going to keep forever. Okay. My private life, things have been really amazing as well. A little turbulent as well. I was with a girl for 2 years, a Brazilian girl. We lived together and had a great relationship, but you know, there were some things that just wasn't perfect as they were supposed to be, I guess, between us. So we decided to split up last year in February, March, I think, after two years. So that was a very, abrupt breakup, so to speak, and unexpected, but for the better and mutual, like we call it, decision. And I'm very happy with that. And then, so I kind of, you know, with her and also me, you know, we had a lot of plans. We were getting married, getting having kids potentially, and all that kind of stuff. But it just kind of stopped from one day to another. And I really had an opportunity to sit down and think about my life, and also, you know, look around at my friends and what's happening in their relationships and stuff. And you can plan so much, but life almost very often doesn't go after your plans. You know, it's like, it can be unexpected. So I just decided I'm going to stop planning so much. And I'm just going to live and do whatever I want to for a while I'm still single. So I've been doing that for all of 2019. I've had a lot of fun and worked hard as always, but really just like had a lot of fun.
That's awesome. Yeah. And do you agree with the saying, I think it was Bill Gates who said, most people overestimate what they can do in a year and underestimate what they can do in a decade. Because now you have a decade of business experience with Nealaya. What's your opinion about that?
Oh, for sure. I even say most people overestimate what they can do in a day and underestimate what they can do in a week, you know, because everyone has like plans for what they're going to do. But then, you know, when they look back, they haven't done half of it. Yeah. For me, you know, a very, very good example is I write things down. So every time we come to a new year, I sit down 2 days before, 2 days after, and I write down my goals for the following year. Yeah. And when I first got here, the first year or something, I was living with a Danish girlfriend I actually came with. We were living in Hollywood Hills, and I had plans for my new established publishing company. And I remember I was sitting in the garden writing my plans down for, I did a 1 year plan, a 5 year plan, and a 7 year plan. And then I was going to look at it like after one, we broke up a year later as well. But so I was going to look at this plan a year later, 2 years later, but I couldn't find the plan where, and I couldn't find the papers. So, you know, things happened. I pursued with the publishing company for 1.5 years, decided not to do that. And as you know, I started with Nealaya in my garage, and things really took off for me in the States. Fast forward about 5-6 years later, I found the plan. And it's like 4 years ago, I found this plan for what I wanted to achieve. And that was like really emotional. I was sitting looking at the papers, like, and I could remember where I was mentally. I mean, I was sitting in the garden, you know, sitting writing my biggest plans and what I wanted. I was detailed. I was writing like what I wanted to do in my love life, business life, which cars I wanted to have, where I wanted to live and all that stuff. And crazy enough, you know, I had actually my plans, except having a baby and being married to this girl, which I thought I was going to be, everything else went far beyond. You know, I had way cooler cars, spent way more money, had way more fun. I traveled around the world and met, I mean, every celebrity that was at this time in Hollywood. So it was just like, blew my mind. And that just shows, you know, you write down your plan, you know, you might follow them or you might exceed, you know, you might go beyond them. And that's a really cool thing for a measurement for anyone, I think.
Yeah, I love that. And like, I'm a big believer in writing down your goals. Mm-hmm. I wrote about it in my book, but also like of all the guests I've had on, which is more than 150 mm-hmm. now, almost all of them write down their goals.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it must be something, right?
For sure it is. You know, when you write down things, I really believe in that. When you write down things, you're also writing down for your subconsciousness. You know, you see them on paper, and it kind of puts them into a shelf in your brain somewhere. And if you don't write them down, you know, you have so many thoughts. I mean, now with social media, Instagram, this and that, you know, we are on the social media all the time. You get so much information every day.
Yeah.
It's kind of confusing. And it me, is. I'm kind of have a speedy brain, you know, with a lot of thoughts throughout the day. So if I don't write it down, you know, you forget it. You don't really put your mind into it. So when you take a pen and actually sit down and write down your goals or write down your to-do list for every day, you know, that kind of take space in your brain, and you will follow them. Even you might not even know it.
Yeah.
And so it's a big thing. And I think reading and writing things down, it's very underestimated.
Yeah, I think so too. And I want to kind of touch on one thing, because I know that last time we spoke, you write your things down and then you don't stop until you're done. Your mm-hmm. desk is clean mm-hmm. and then you go home. And people who follow you on social media knows that like you're in your office probably more than anyone else, and even maybe the cleaning lady has left and you're still there.
For sure.
So what is it that's going on in your mind that makes you do these things? Because the first thing is to write it down, and I think that's great, but we see a lot of people that write things down but they don't take action, or they do 60% of what they wrote down, which is good, but to really excel like you have done in your life, maybe you need to do 105%, right?
Exactly, yeah. So for me, you know, what really matters, and if you want to be successful at anything you do as an entrepreneur, or if you do sports like yourself, whatever you do, you know, you really have to have an extreme amount of discipline. And, you know, I like to have fun. I like to go out. I like to be with my friends, you know, travel and all that kind of stuff. But I'm also very disciplined. Yeah. So if I travel somewhere, you know, I can hang out. I can have fun with my girlfriend all day long or whatever. When she goes to bed, I go back to work. You know, I work no matter where I am in the world. So that, and that gives me the lifestyle I can have. So I can travel as much as I do. I can be in Denmark if I want to for a month or something. But I travel, I work at all times. So when I'm here in LA, you know, I wake up in the morning very early. I start working on my computer at home and answering emails. I come into the office and then I do my things. And I have a plan I made the day before of things I need to do and I need to achieve. Yeah. And it's true. I don't go home until I've like pointed out everything, because I just can't come to ease with it. And if I do, if I go home at 8, 9 o'clock at night, I go home and then I open my computer at home and then I finish whatever I was supposed to do. Yeah. If you don't have the discipline, you know, what do you have? I just can't be happy with myself then.
So how do you train discipline? Was this something that came natural to you, or is it the vision that you want to create? Or like how do you train this for people that have
good question,
not done
actually.
That? Yeah.
I don't think, you know, it came natural to me. I'm not from, I haven't been like kind of trained by my parents in that sense. I wasn't like taught from my dad how to do business and this and that. It's just something I had in myself. It's like I have a burning desire, you know, I want to succeed. I want to build this company. I want a certain lifestyle, and to have that lifestyle, I need to work hard. You know, so, and that just shows anyone that, you know, everyone can do that. If I can do it, anyone can really. Yeah. I mean, I have a bachelor from Copenhagen Business School, so just a 3-year education, you know, not really a master, MBA and all that kind of stuff. I don't believe you have that. Anyone with an insane passion and desire and discipline can beat any education really at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's amazing. I think what's stopping a lot of people is fear.
Yeah.
Fear of other people's opinions, fear of themselves, fear of failure, fear of losing money, or a lot of these fears. So how do you deal with fear, and how can we help people to deal with fear?
I understand that, because, you know, people write me that as well and ask for advice and stuff like that. And of course, everyone, if you're starting your first business, you have fear. I mean, of course you do. But at the end of the day, you know, you shouldn't have too much fear, because there's not such a thing as failure. It is a stepping stone to your success. It's a stepping stone to become better. And a failure and a mistake is only a mistake if you don't learn from it. So looking back, you know, I started, thanks God, pretty early as an entrepreneur. I started when I was 26 years old. Mm-hmm. And I would say to anyone, just start as soon as you can. Start as early as you can in your life. Just get going, get started, learn from all your mistakes. Fine tune, go back, do it again, this and that. You can go bankrupt 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times, just keep going, because you will learn from every single mistake you made. Yeah. And then change them and become better. And eventually you will succeed. I understand that, you know, people are afraid of losing money. They saved up this and that. But, you know, you can start with having a job, work at McDonald's, whatever it takes. And then you can start your business in the evening. Yeah. You start writing down your plans. Of course, you're starting to fine tune. Then you go out. What I did, I started to write it down. I started to learn to make the bracelets. Yeah. I was researching a lot. I still have that map in my folder, in my computer, so to speak, with 30 companies I saw as competitors. And that inspired me to make the brand I wanted. So I was looking at all these different companies from around the world, jewelry companies. Now I go, I actually did, went back a year ago and looked at them. I think 50% of them have closed since. But that was, they were the coolest companies when I started. So I looked at them, and then I kind of had an idea of who were my competitors in this field. What did I want to do, and how could I be different? And then I just kind of, along the way, fine-tuned it. I didn't know where I would be, you know, today. I remember I was walking with my friend, you know, I started my garage in Hollywood Hills. Yeah. And I was walking with my friend, and I said to him, you know, if I can just like sell 10 bracelets a day in like 3 or 4 years, then I can actually live, and that's okay. Then I can pay the rent here. I can, you know, have the car I have, and I pay the dog food and all that kind of shit, you know? And so that was just like small steps for me, so to speak. And then, you know, I said, and if I can do 20 bracelets, imagine that. Then, and, you know, kind of just really rolling with it and trying to measure and then make a scalable business. And of course, looking back now, the business is much bigger than I ever thought it would be. Yeah. And I've had so much fun. I have so many experiences and learned so much about myself and business in the US, of course, as well. So I would say to anyone, you know, don't be afraid to start. Just start small. Start like, you know, in your garage. Start in your room. Start in your parents' basement. Whatever it takes.
Yeah, no, I love that. And I think it's many people are, unfortunately, you think about, you look at the messes of soccer or you look at the entrepreneurs of the world and like, I want to be that person, but that's a lot of work. So let me just go and grab a bag of chips and like watch Netflix. Yeah. But it's not about seeing that far, right? That's a vision. But what is the next step you need to do? Mm-hmm. And that's very reasonable, right? Those small things anybody can do, right?
Anyone can take a small step in the right direction. You know, again, it's like it is. Our life is just based on the decisions we do every day. Yeah. And, you know, it's all these small decisions that like kind of make the person who you are. Do you want to do that? Or do you want to do this? Do you want to go there? Do you want to, you know, it's like, do you want to go out again like third time in a week? Or do you want to stay home and work on your goals? More and more so, you know, I think the world is going to a place where it's becoming more and more popular with people like you, for example, that, you know, has this podcast with successful people, you know, like you bringing knowledge and for people that want to be successful or build a business, there's so much to do. Then go in and check what you're doing, you know, listen to this, listen to the other people and learn from that. When I started like 10, 15 years ago, there was nothing like that. You know, you had to go and buy a book and that book was like 10, 15 years old or 30 years old or whatever. Yeah. But some of these books, it's the same principles that actually applies to today's life. It's all in your mind and how far you see yourself go.
It's the same shit, you know, that we're telling in different ways, right?
Because, totally. It's the same that stuff, yeah.
And every, like, I think this is really cool that there's so much content out there and we can hear, we can relate to a different person's different way,
yeah,
but
exactly.
It's the same shit that you will read in Think and Grow Rich, right?
Yeah, I was going to say Napoleon Hill. Yeah, I was going to say that.
Or The Slight Edge.
The Bible, you know, yeah, of course.
So the thing is, don't, like, people that are listening and watching is, don't get stuck in just watching another YouTube clip or listen to another podcast.
No, exactly.
You know what to do. Like, and this is the end of the year, or maybe it's going to be early 2020 when you listen to this, or it doesn't matter what the day is, because the next day is always the next day.
Yeah.
It's number
exactly.
one. So the first thing they should do is to sit down. Do you start with the dream or do you start with the goal? How do you do when you write down? Because your process is pretty cool.
So how I started, you know, I had already had some success in Denmark building some companies. You know, I had Ralph Lauren, Tommy Hilfiger and stuff, and different companies, real estate and all kind of stuff in Denmark. So I already tried to build some successful companies that I sold. So I kind of, had the pattern, so to speak. Yeah. I lost seriously all my money and had to start all over again here with $5,000. Yeah. So when I started here, you know, I had to use all the positive thoughts I could have, first of all, and then going back into my pattern and creating a success. And how do you do that? For me, it comes down to always working hard. That is number one. And then I focus just on the small goals, because like I said, I didn't know where I would be 10 years later. I didn't even know this company would exist 10 years later. I mean, 99% of companies that start today, they close in the first 3 or 4 years anyway. Yeah. So I didn't think we would be where we were today, but just making a plan for yourself, write down your vision and have a mission in life. Like, really, what you want to do is something that you love to do, because you're going to be doing this all the time, like day in and day out. You might be doing it alone for like 5-10 years. You might be doing it alone forever. So you're really going to love what you do, because you're going to wake up every day and be doing that. So you got to love it. And if you can have a cool team around you who you love to work with, even better. And then you can motivate them and you can motivate each other. What has helped me a lot in my life as well is my network, so to speak, and not net worth, but network with people I know and people, my friends and people I surround myself with. It's not because I'm a snob or it's not because I am calculated or anything, but it's just kind of played itself out that almost all my friends are entrepreneurs and more or less successful. And when I say successful, it doesn't have to be rich, whatever. They can be not making so much money, but have a great business that they love and they're happy and do it every day and they're passionate about it. So all my friends, almost all of them are entrepreneurs, and a lot of them are way more successful than I am. If you measure in size of companies and money and how they've done and how many companies they sold and scale and all that kind of stuff. And I love to be around them as well, because they also inspire me. So I can take that inspiration with me, go home and bring it on to like younger people or my staff or other people I meet or here for that matter. So it's really also about building a good circle around you, so to speak.
Yeah. Let's talk about half-assing. What can we tell people that are like, they are not giving it all because something is holding them back? Yeah. It could be fear. It could be the country you live in. It could be there could be any reason. But like, how can we help them to say, no, this is the year I'm deciding to take responsibility of my own life and doing the best I can?
It's true, and I think a lot of times it is fear, and it's built in fear because, you know, you might not, I mean, we blame it on a lot of things around ourselves. Yeah. We blame it on our parents, you know, I don't come from that kind of home. Yeah. It's not okay to show success and be so ambitious. You know, my family will laugh at me. You know, in Denmark, it's a very, democratic, so to speak, country. It's not, they're not capitalists like they are here. They're very left wing, so to speak. So to like work late and want to be successful, make a lot of money, spend a lot of money, that's not necessarily something you look at as in a good way. It's more like, oh, come on, chill out. Why are you working so much? Yeah. What do you need that for? Come and barbecue with us, you know, the stuff like that. And that was, when I moved here, that was kind of what I was caught up in. I just felt, you know, people just, you know, it's too left-wing for me. I am a capitalist at heart, really. So I thought, you know, where could I go and live my dream out and do what I want, really just work and build something amazing. And that's why I moved here.
Yeah.
For people looking at doing these kind of things, there's fear involved because you don't want to fail. You're afraid. And you're afraid of maybe, first of all, everyone around you laughing at you, being a failure, not making it. When I moved here, you know, to be honest, I was close to being a failure because I went here, I didn't know what to do. So I started a hotel magazine, right? Yeah. And I worked on that for the first 1.5 years and I didn't make any money, and it's expensive to be in LA. So I lost my money in real estate in Denmark, all the money I saved up in the real estate crash in 08, 09. So I was like really down to $5,000 when I started in Nialaya. And I was not so much thinking about what other people would say, because my Danish friends were like, when are you coming home? Why don't you just come home? And I was like, it was not about them. It was really about myself because I didn't want to disappoint myself. You know, I had set this goal for myself, so I just had to fucking go for it and make it happen.
Yeah, and I love that. I'm getting goosebumps because it's almost like, you know, I'm get a feeling that you're on a mountain, it's raining, you're like screaming, like this is it.
Totally,
like,
of course.
This is like, there's not tomorrow, not next year, because life is precious, and as we know, things can change at any moment, and like, live a full life. It's fun going after things. And, you know, let's be truly and really, really authentic here. Is it about the goals or is it about the journey to the goals? What's your opinion?
Of course it's about the journey, you know. You gotta love that journey. Yeah. You gotta love what you do every single day, because otherwise you get burned down. Yeah. So I always say that it's easy for me to say, you know, I've been doing business for so many years, but looking back, you know, you got to enjoy the journey, because that's really what makes the precious moments, because the goals, you will achieve them, but you will exceed them along the way. And then you forget that was even a goal, because my goals today are completely different than they were back then when I started.
Yeah.
My goal wasn't to begin to sell 5 braces a day.
Yeah.
I mean, right, done. So if I had those goals today, you know, you as a person, we develop ourselves. You know, there's so much progress going on. So our brains, you know, we even forget like our small goals, where they were back in the day. So for me, when I started in my garage, you know, it was quite critical. I was sitting up there, I had no money left. I had $5,000 left. My girlfriend, through 7 years, left. She's probably like, I was sitting doing bracelets in my garage at a table, at an IKEA table, right? Yeah. With some beads and some string. And she must have thought, what the fuck is this guy doing? She left. No girlfriend. I had to, I was completely broke. So I had to rent out 2 rooms in the basement to 2 Danish guys, 2 friends. So they rented 2 rooms. So I was kind of sitting at a very low rent. And then I started to build this jewelry company out in the garage. I mean, honestly, everything was against me. I could have broken down and said, fuck it, I'm going home, I'm packing up, I can't deal with this. But that was not my mindset. Yeah. I was here to make a success. I was here to work. I was here to do something. So I did what I could, and I worked super hard. I started this jewelry brand like short time after I was sued from a Danish company, and all the Danish newspapers, everything was just like coming down to me. But, you know, again, I just worked my way through it. And, you know, suddenly there was light at the end of the tunnel. Quick after, I met another girl, Danish Russian girl. Then I was dating a playmate. Then I got a couple of big shops. You know, they bought my jewelry. I was breaking records. Things were going well. We settled the lawsuit, and you know, just like a year later, I was in a completely different state of mind, and just had so many successes. So I forgot about that fucking year. Moved on, and you know, and I just went on to build an amazing company.
Everything will pass, you know.
Always does.
You know, it's. I just want to tell the people that are listening and watching, you know, if you have fear now, just think about a moment in your life when you went through something tough and how you dealt with that, because we all have to deal with something. And even if sometimes we don't do it to ourselves, but if it's your mom, your brother, like, hey, let's say you're not a fighter and your sister is in trouble. Hey, now I'm going to fight, but I'm not a fighter.
Yeah.
Right. Because you do it for someone that you love, but it's time to start love yourself more, right?
Of course.
And to be able to create this magic that's in you. And I truly believe that every person can move the needle for what's important to them.
I mean, I always say self-love is the first love. Yeah. Because if you can't love yourself, you can't love others. And, you know, you have to be very kind of aligned with yourself, with where is your mindset, where you want to go, how do you feel about yourself, where do you say stop, you know, to other people, to, you know, for what they do to you or what they tell you or whatever, you know, where is your barrier for that? And another thing, you know, I can advise people to do is to meditate. Yeah. I think you do that too, right? I mean, and I think actually most successful people do that.
Because you have to. There's a lot of shit going on.
Exactly the way you put it. Because what I experienced in one day, how much shit I get thrown at me, like bam, bam, this and that, you know. I'm like, if I don't do that, you know, you'll get burned down. Like your mind would be all over the place and you won't be able to make the right decision. So if you start your day with meditating, you know, in the morning and have like a peaceful time for yourself and just clear your mind, you have so much more balance in your life. And I know it's hard for people in the beginning. They're going to be like, what the fuck? I'm sitting here meditating. I can't concentrate. You know, my mind is speeding and all that kind of stuff. But you got to give it like everything else. Give it a month or 2 months. And then suddenly you slide into it. And you will see that it has so many positive effects on your life. So I strongly advise that to people to write their goals down and to meditate. That's a great way, yeah.
Yeah. Anything else they should do in order to have an amazing year?
Yeah. You know, what I do in the morning when I wake up, so I can tell you what I do. I wake up in the morning and then I do priming, it's called. You know, I got that from Tony Robbins. Yeah, exactly. So I do priming, and that means I wake up in the morning and you go to YouTube. Tony Robbins has like, it's only 10 minutes a day. It's nothing. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I wake up in the morning and I do like a breathing exercise.
It really works too, right?
It works amazingly. You bring oxygen to your brain. You get like, you know, get almost high. Before you check your phone, all that kind of stuff, I go into an office I have in my house and I breathe. And I, you know, I do that for like about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Then I sit down. And then I point out three things I'm grateful for in my life.
Yeah.
And then I think about three things that I want to have in the near future. Could be in the next 3 months, for example. New house, new car, whatever you want. Or more success in my business. I want new customers, whatever it could be. Or I want to go on a course where I can, for self-development or something like that. I have three goals and then three things I'm happy for. And then I think about everyone I know, even the people that don't like me or I don't like or whatever, I want the best for them. And then I sit down and meditate for 3 minutes. That's a 10-minute exercise a day. And it completely changes your life. And I want everyone to try to do that. January, it's so dark and shitty anyways in Europe. So people can do that in the morning. Just wake up and do those 10 minutes. That will change their life for sure.
No, I love that. Yannick, I know you are heading to your next meeting. I just want to ask you one last question.
Yeah.
And right after this podcast, there's been so many great tools, but what do you want the first thing that people watch and listen to this? What's the first thing they can do right after to get started?
Honestly, sit down and think about, like, you know, you have a couple of weeks left for 2019 or whatever. 2020 is starting now. Every single day you wake up is a new opportunity. But I think people have to sit down and think about what they want to do with their life. What do they want for themselves? Where do they see themselves? Do they want to create a family if they don't have one? Where do they see themselves personally and in business?
Yeah.
They want to start a business. What kind of business? And a lot of people are like, I don't know what to do. I don't know. Where do I find my passion? What am I passionate about? I'm not passionate about anything. Yeah. You know, a lot of people want to be an influencer, social media, all that kind of stuff. It's kind of hard. You know, they should really think about what kind of business they want to get themselves into. And eventually it'll come. You know, think about what is your hobby? What do you like to do? Do you want to play computer games? Then go and work at a company that develops computer games. You know, whatever you do, you know, you got to find your skill set and what you're good at. Yeah. We all have something we're good at. If it's being a nice person, taking care of others, work in a hospital, you know, whatever it is. And also for people, just I wanted to think about chill with all this, the goals and materialistic goals and buying things and making money, because at the end of the day, it's not necessarily that's going to make them happy. Money can make a lot of, create a lot of freedom for people, but it's not necessarily the end goal. The journey is, like you said, it's really the journey of waking up every day, be happy and passionate about your life and just keep going.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yannick, you know, I can't wait to share this with the world. This was a good talk. It was definitely worth waiting for. And I just want, like, everybody that's watching and listening to this, please reach out to me and to Yannick and let us know what you think, or maybe share a goal with us. You know, have that accountability, because if you don't have that in your town or your country, like, just share it with somebody to know, like, I truly believe in you, and I know if you are willing to do the work, like we're talking about, not just saying it, then it will be results.
That's the key, you know. It is about execution, because so many people have great ideas. Yeah. Everyone has a good idea, you know, at the end of the day, but it is about execution and doing something about it and having the balls to do something about it.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a girl, you love to do your nails at home, open a nail clinic, whatever it takes, you know. It is as easy as that. And I hope that with my words, I can inspire someone to do it. There's so much in the world now about entrepreneurial spirits. You know, entrepreneurs are the new rock stars, I say, you know.
Yeah.
There's so many professors and smart people talking about what you need to do. But for me, you know, I'm just, at the end of the day, a normal guy with a lot of discipline and a lot of hard work put into it. So as I say, you know, I can do it. Anyone can really do it. It's just going out there and believing in yourself.
Go out there. Yeah. And thank you, everybody, for watching and listening to this. My big mission is to help at least 10 million people in 10 years to go after their dreams. I can't do it myself, but if you help me out and share this with someone that needs to have an amazing year, we can grow. We can help more people. If you want more conversations, check them out at ilovesuccess.co. Follow Yannick on Instagram if you want to see some cool workouts, some nice jewelry, and just an overall cool guy doing his thing. So check that out, and thank you guys. Talk to you soon.